A single tweak to your pricing strategy seems brilliant until customer complaints flood in. You launch an aggressive sales campaign, then watch your best employees burn out and quit. Sound familiar? Most business failures don't stem from obvious mistakes, but from invisible ripples that spread through an interconnected system. What if there were a framework that revealed these hidden connections before disaster struck? Matt Watkins's The Grid offers exactly that, a deceptively simple 9-box system that maps how every business decision affects everything else. Used quietly by executives at Google and Spotify, this framework treats organizations not as collections of departments, but as living ecosystems, where touching one element inevitably moves all the others. Think of any successful business you admire. Beneath the surface, they're all balancing the same three fundamental goals: desirability, do customers want what you offer? Profitability, does it make financial sense? And longevity, can you sustain it over time? Meanwhile, three forces constantly reshape the landscape. Customers evolve, markets shift, and organizations transform. The Grid emerges from the intersection of these goals and forces, a simple table creating 9 interconnected boxes that collectively determine success or failure. This systems-based approach stands in stark contrast to how most leaders operate. We optimize individual metrics, conversion rates, cost per acquisition, employee productivity, without considering how improvements in one area might damage another. A restaurant cuts food costs and wonders why customers stop returning. A software company accelerates feature releases and watches technical debt cripple future innovation. The Grid's 9 boxes determine business success. Desirability covers customer understanding, values, goals, barriers, competitive positioning, category and alternatives, and compelling offerings, proposition, brand, experience. Profitability requires revenue management, business model, pricing, volume, bargaining power with customers, suppliers, regulators, and cost control, fixed, variable, capital. Longevity demands customer-based growth, awareness, acquisition, retention, competitive protection, legal safeguards and durable advantages, and adaptability, financial flexibility and organizational agility. Every box matters equally. Excellence in one area cannot compensate for failure in another. Wu-Tang Clan auctioned a single album copy for $2 million, transforming their revenue model. Conversely, Renault's Avantime failed despite engineering brilliance because its confused category positioning, a 2-door MPV coupe, baffled customers. The Grid reveals critical interdependencies. Changes cascade across boxes. Slashing prices to boost volume doesn't just affect one variable. It erodes brand perception, attracts disloyal bargain hunters, and weakens supplier negotiations. Most companies create solutions before understanding problems. To grasp customer needs, know 3 things: who they are, values and beliefs, what they're trying to achieve, goals, and what stops them, barriers. Values shape behavior profoundly. The same wine tastes better when believed expensive. The same painting gains value through its story. Customer goals extend beyond immediate purchases to super objectives, the higher purposes driving behavior. Someone buying bathroom scales pursues self-esteem through better body image. iTunes and Kindle succeeded by focusing on super objectives, enjoying music and content. Equally crucial is understanding subtext, what customers think but never say. Lloyd's Pharmacy's online doctor thrived by addressing the unspoken goal of avoiding embarrassment for sensitive conditions. Barriers prevent customers from achieving goals. Operational barriers, compatibility issues, experiential barriers, learning curves, existing habits, and financial barriers, high costs, inconvenient payment. The hard truth, the easiest product to buy and use typically wins. Your innovation might be technically superior, but if it requires overcoming significant barriers, customers choose the inferior alternative that fits seamlessly into their lives. Business competition differs from sports. There are no fixed rules. Innovation means changing the rules, not following them better. Understanding your competitive landscape requires examining three dimensions: category, territory, and alternatives. Choose a clear category that reflects how customers think. Products that don't fit recognizable categories typically fail. RIM's Playbook tablet crashed because it lacked basic features, like email. It didn't meet baseline category expectations. Territory. Your geographical coverage must contain enough demand for viability. Wants, needs, alternatives, costs, regulations, and pricing all vary by location. For businesses relying on network effects, focusing on one area rather than spreading thinly yields better results. After defining category and territory, position your offering among alternatives using a market map. Plot competitors on axes for what you pay and what you get to reveal vacant positions and opportunities. Your offering has three interdependent elements: proposition, what customers buy into, brand appeal, business associations, and customer experience, all interactions. A strong proposition fails with weak branding, and great brands crumble from poor experiences. Google's Android succeeded by offering a free, open-source alternative to Apple's premium, closed ecosystem. Google Plus failed because it wasn't distinctive enough. Create coherence across all three elements while establishing genuine differentiation. Pricing is your most powerful profit lever. McKinsey found that a 1% price increase yields an 11% profit boost for typical large companies. Price changes directly affect margins without additional costs. Yet pricing gets far less attention than cost control or market share growth. The fundamental principle: price based on what customers will pay, not your costs. The cost-plus approach either overprices when costs are high or leaves money on the table when they're low. Your revenue model also transforms earning potential. Auctions create stress but offer bargains. Subscriptions require minimal effort but risk paying for unused services. Flat fees provide predictability but less control. Choose models that make your offering most desirable. The most valuable business currency isn't money, it's power. Every business sits between suppliers and customers, each wanting the best deal. Whoever has the most bargaining power profits most. Buying volume increases supplier leverage. Customer switching costs strengthen your position. But enriching yourself at others' expense creates resentment. When Mithen raised EpiPen prices from $57 to over $600, massive backlash forced a $465 million settlement. Dropbox's $100,000 Chrome Austerity Panda statue illustrates a crucial principle. Understanding costs matters more than cutting them. Fixed costs remain constant regardless of sales, while variable costs change with output and affect your contribution margin. How much each sale contributes toward covering fixed costs and generating profit. Elon Musk exemplified this at SpaceX by building computing systems for $10,000 instead of $10 million. The ultimate competitive advantage isn't cost control or innovation, it's adaptability. What matters is free cash flow, the cash remaining after necessary investments. American giant learned this when their viral hoodie created a six-month backlog, a catastrophic success revealing their scaling limitations. Every successful company eventually faces decline as growth brings complexity and rigidity. As Andy Grove observed, business success contains the seeds of its own destruction. To maintain adaptability, businesses must check ego, avoid exaggerating strengths until they become weaknesses, and maintain customer connection. The Wells Fargo scandal proves this. Aggressive cross-selling targets drove employees to open unauthorized accounts, resulting in fines and the CEO's resignation. Proof that prizing one metric above all else creates an imbalanced enterprise destined to topple. The grid reveals invisible connections between decisions. Cutting costs might erode customer experience. Aggressive growth targets might destroy culture. Short-term profit optimization might sacrifice long-term adaptability. Understanding these connections transforms decision-making. You start asking, how will this affect other parts of the system? What ripples will this create? Thriving businesses balance competing demands across the whole system. They recognize that isolated excellence means nothing if it creates imbalances elsewhere. Today's competitive advantage can become tomorrow's anchor without constant adaptation. The grid provides a thinking structure that helps you ask better questions before deciding. The question is, will you use it before the next wave crashes over you or after?